Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Darryl, before we get to Odell and what Freddie had to say today, let's start with Callaway. Callaway talked today about, you know, learning from his mistakes. He admitted that he made a really bad choice. You know, the proof will be in the pudding if he stays out of further trouble, Darryl. But from talking to him today, did you sense that he may be on the right path?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the song and dance so many times before. It wears on me to even talk about it, you know. It is what it is. We'll see. You know, proof's in the pudding. He came here supposedly going to keep himself out of trouble, and he obviously did enough bad things to get him suspended for 4 weeks. I have no reason to believe that he's not going to get himself suspended down the road. So, you know, he's going to return punts Monday night, potentially. Freddie Kitchens talked about him needing to work on his endurance. He's in shape, but there's a difference between just, you know, being in shape, football shape and all that. But you got to be able to be out there for a multitude of plays or whatever. So we'll see when it comes to Antonio Callaway. I'm certainly not giving up on the guy, but I'm not going to sit here and sell people on that, you know, he's completely changed his way of life and he's never going to slip up again.
Darryl, let me ask you about Jarvis Landry, because, you know, he was in the protocol, had a concussion, and it seems like he got out of it rather quickly. Why is it that some players can come out as fast as him and some end up in the protocol for weeks? You know, how does that process work, D?
Because I don't know that he had a concussion, to be perfectly honest with you. And that's why I phrased it the way I did in my notes, Dustin, just because, you know, he was put in the protocol. That's what we know. As he explained to us today, they got a call to make sure he comes out of the game and he stays out of the game. He said he thought he was going back in. He felt no ill effects. He didn't even realize that there was anything wrong. He got pulled out. And I had heard earlier in the week that there was a chance that he would come back in rather rapid fashion. So, you know, the concussion thing, it's an inexact science right now. Obviously with a lot of players, they're trying to err on the side of caution. And a lot of this really came to light because of what happened to a former Cleveland Brown, Colt McCoy, in that game in Pittsburgh years ago, when the Browns put him back in the game after suffering a concussion. So, I don't know if he actually had a concussion, Dustin, because typically if he did, you don't go through the protocol or get through that protocol as quickly as possible. Typically you miss a minimum of one game and he won't miss any time.
Yeah.
Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Darryl, more good news. It looks like Rashard Higgins is going to return this week in addition to Callaway and in addition to Landry playing. So, looks like for the first time all season, they'll have their full wide receiving core.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. He seems to be more comfortable out there. The little time that we get to watch him on a daily basis, guys, you know, he went from a couple weeks ago running very gingerly to now you can't even notice a problem. He's gone through the individual drills where they're doing cuts and jab stepping and all those type of things that you see, and he doesn't seem to be having any problems. So I gotta think he's getting close. Now, Freddie Kitchens did not want to say anything about his status for Monday night this afternoon when he was asked about it. But like I said, just based on what I'm seeing with my own two eyes, if he doesn't play Monday night, I gotta think he's going to come back for the Seattle game again, just because he seems to be doing more and more and favoring that knee injury less and less.
Darryl, let's talk about some of the matchups in this game. Obviously, the front seven of the San Francisco 49ers are excellent. Freddie Kitchens has talked about that a ton this week. How do you think the Browns' offensive line respond, and how does Baker play this game? I mean, we've seen at times when he gets pressure, he has panicked, and I don't want to say panic, that's probably not fair. He has been pressured and sort of leaves the pocket a little too early at times. You think he's going to trust it and stay inside like he did last week against Baltimore?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, earlier this week he said he felt that they found their identity in Baltimore, Dustin, offensively, and that identity is pound Nick Chubb, wear him down, hit over the top. Odell, unfortunately, in the Ravens game was just basically a decoy, even though they were trying to get the ball to him. Baltimore took him out of the game. I don't know that the 49ers are going to be as aggressive with Beckham as the Ravens were, because this offense really is a pick your poison. Okay, you want to take Odell out and invest 2 to 3 players to do that? Well, you've got Jarvis Landry, you've got Nick Chubb. If Antonio, you know, depending where Antonio Callaway is, he can blow the top off a defense. Rashard Higgins can, you know, make plays if he's healthy and able to go. We saw Ricky Seals-Jones when there was plays to be made last week. He made those plays. So this is not a one-dimensional offense. This is not a one superstar type player offense. For the first time, we got to see the balance that we were looking for. And I think it's imperative. You mentioned, Dustin, this defensive front that they're going to face. Freddie Kitchens said it's the best one that they faced. That's kind of high praise considering they had to play the Los Angeles Rams.
Whose defense has looked awful since the Browns game.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, though. I mean, you know, they were supposed to be the big, tough defensive front. I think that the big key for them offensively is establish Nick Chubb early, try and wear him down, and, you know, quite frankly, the 49ers aren't exactly lighting it up in the secondary right now. I think they're ranked in the low 20s, or I should say the high 20s, rather, defending the pass. So I think that that's ultimately where the Browns can have success is use the run to set up that pass.
I agree with everything you said there, Darryl. The only thing I'll say about, like, when you say, and I've heard a lot of people say as well, if you want to shut down Beckham, there'll be other guys open. That was an anomaly. You can't really shut down Beckham. It's not like if every team made it their goal to try to shut down Beckham every week, it would work sometimes, but not that right. often. You know, teams would be doing that more, and Beckham doesn't have a lot of games like that. So even if teams try to do it, it you know, kind of worked this week. And you know, but it wouldn't work every week.
Yeah, and you know what? Last week they didn't. And this sounds ridiculous to say, but because of how that game played out, you know, Odell being limited to 2 catches for 20 yards did not affect them negatively because he was doing other things aside from you know, generating the attention and opening opportunities for his teammates. He was blocking downfield and so. I understand what you're saying, Bull. Absolutely. You know, shutting him down is easier said than done. And fortunately for the Browns, the fact that he was held to what he was held to last week had no impact whatsoever on the outcome of that game.
Hey, when are we going to see the DBs back, Darryl? I mean, I know they're missing a lot of time here. I mean, the guys who have stepped in have played great. But, I mean, geez, how long can they continue to play as well as they have?
Yeah, and you know, I know, and it's a hot topic of conversation I've seen on Twitter. People wanting to know what's going on. Let's also remember that those injuries were suffered on a Friday afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, this will be the third game that they're going to miss because I don't expect to see either Denzel Ward or Greedy Williams. I think that they're going to stick with they're not healthy. They haven't practiced all week. So I don't anticipate those guys playing. I'll be honest with you, Dustin, at this point, probably New England. And I'm guessing. Yeah. I haven't been told anything, making it very clear here, but okay. I'm looking at the calendar based on the fact they haven't been able to practice. You know, maybe you go one more week after the San Francisco game with Seattle with the current crew, you get the bye week, and then you come back against New England, that buys you 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5, 6 weeks of time for those guys. So yeah, I'm going to probably just circle that New England game as my target date for those. And again, I haven't been told anything. I'm speculating there. But just based on the fact that these guys don't appear to be any close to practicing anytime soon or whatever, it's Darryl, you know, they're off on the side every day.
Daryl, isn't it disappointing, though? I mean, to see Denzel, who missed a lot of time last year, he still had a great season as a rookie, but now, I mean, he's missing half the year. He might miss half the year, you know what I mean? Man, it really, really, really stinks for the young man.
Yeah, it's tough, and I think he missed two games last year, two or three games because of the concussion. He was still able to make the Pro Bowl. I don't know that he's going to be able to make the Pro Bowl this year with the volume of time that he's missed, unless he just comes out and, first of all, stays healthy the rest of the way, and then secondly, he just, you know, has an incredible run of interceptions and pass breakups and impact plays and that down the stretch. I think it's going to be tough for him to repeat as a Pro Bowler, but I understand where he's coming from, Dustin. Certainly it's disappointing to miss this volume of time to what ultimately was, you know, a freak hamstring situation, both him and Greedy. I mean, those guys suffered those injuries. According to Kitchens, he told us a couple weeks ago, those injuries happened like within a 10-minute span of each other. Let's throw Sheldrick Redwine, the rookie, in there. I know he's not obviously the same impactful player as the two other guys, but he was the third guy that went down that afternoon as well. Within 10 minutes, they lost three defensive backs, including their two starting corners. So hopefully they're able to get out there soon, but I'm not optimistic that you'll see him before that Patriots game after the bye week.
Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Good to talk to you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Monday getting ready for the game.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.